Weather conditions across the Midwest over the coming week will be almost ideal, with a good mix of sunshine and a little bit of rainfall, but most of the precipitation is not likely to be very significant. The majority of the Midwest will see net drying conditions as we move forward through this next week. There will be some rain that will occur briefly as a cool front cuts through the region, but the amount of rain that comes with the frontal system is not expected to be very significant. The precipitation will debut in the northwestern portions of the Midwest as early as later this afternoon and evening. The frontal boundary will cut through the majority of the Midwest tomorrow into Saturday, and the precipitation is going to become erratically distributed. Some areas will get no precipitation at all, and others will pick up on maybe a quarter of an inch, with an isolated half-inch amount possibly showing up in one or two locations. That much precipitation in the environment that we're going to be in is not likely to have a huge impact. The soil is plenty moist, but we are going to see a lot of sunshine coming up once this frontal system passes through the region as we go through the second half of the weekend and probably through the majority of next week. The northern and western portions of the Midwest will probably see little to no precipitation. Now, there will be an upper-level disturbance in the southeastern corner of the country, and that will spread showers and a few thunderstorms north of the Ohio River every once in a while. So we do expect more cloudiness to occur in that particular part of the Midwest and a fairly good chance for some showers occurring in some of that region as we move forward through the work week next week. The frontal system and the associated showers will probably not produce much more than a quarter to a half inch of rain on any given day. The focus of the energy in the southeastern states will be down well to the south of the Ohio River, so we don't expect much in the way of significant rains north of the river. Nevertheless, the cloudiness and the showers there will interfere with some field work, and we'll likely see the temperatures held back just a bit. High temperatures across a big part of the Midwest today will be limited to the 60s and lower 70s. There will be some warmer temperatures west of the Missouri River. Those areas will get into the upper 70s and lower 80s. We'll likely see the heat move to the east for a very brief period of time tomorrow, but the approaching frontal system will race across so much of the region that we'll not likely see 80-degree temperatures occur in any part of the Midwest tomorrow afternoon. But we will see 70s fairly common, and we'll likely see the 70s continuing to occur fairly frequently as we move forward through the following 5 to 7 days, and some cooler temperatures may occur in the Great Lakes region once in a while. Specifically for Illinois in Indiana, we're likely to see the daily high temperatures working their way mostly in the range of 70s as we go through this coming week. Today will be a little bit cooler in Indiana, but that will be the only day that we'll see 60-degree highs. And we'll look for low temperatures at night, falling back into mostly the upper 40s and lower 50s, although tomorrow morning and perhaps on Saturday morning, most of these two states will likely see temperatures in the 50s. And we'll look for the conditions across the Midwest to stay mostly favorable even into the end of next week, as we still get a good mix of weather still prevailing across a big part of the region. In the meantime, weather in other areas around the world are mostly favorable, but we are watching closely dryness that's occurring right now in areas from the eastern Ukraine into a portion of south-central Russia. That area has been dry now for the third year in a row and could end up hurting production potentials. It's also rather dry across China's North China Plain, and that's an important corn and soybean producing area. We'll continue to monitor that as well throughout the next full week to 10 days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.